Welcome back to the Why Tesla Model Y podcast. If you're a prospective Model Y buyer, a Model Y owner, or just can't get enough on Tesla and the Model Y in general, then you're in the right spot. Here at the Why Tesla Model Y podcast, we primarily follow the weekly happenings and news on the r/Tesla Model Y subreddit. Back when I was in the market for a Tesla, I was searching endlessly for a podcast solely focused on the Model Y, which didn't exist. So I ended up on Reddit and other forums to learn more about the vehicle. But I've always preferred audio content versus scrolling, especially, of course, on my daily 30-plus minute commute while I'm in the vehicle. So if you resonate with any of what I just mentioned, you are in the right place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 9. We got a special announcement to kick off the show. The wait is over. Nobody asked for it, yet it's here anyway. Official Y Tesla Model Y merch is now available. Hats, shirts, in differing designs. We've got bold, subtle, or just a simple minimalistic design available on our website. That'll be in the description of today's show, so feel free to check that out and support the show. It's much appreciated. I also announced this a day or two ago over on the Instagram. It's just Y Tesla Model Y if you want to follow along there. Frankly, there's nothing too groundbreaking that I post on that Instagram, but if for whatever reason we're running behind with production or a day or two late in getting an episode out, you guys will be the first to know. So feel free to follow, stay up to date with the show, but also provide your feedback in that forum as well. I find that an easier way. Thinking about when I follow podcasts or podcast hosts or YouTubers, it's an easier way to interact and provide feedback or commentary and follow along other than just consuming the podcast. So that'll be in the description of today's show. Visit our site. Again, we're not affiliated with Tesla in any way, but if you want to support the show and purchase yourself a shirt or a hat, would be much appreciated. Let's kick it off as usual with what caught my eye over the past week. The first one, again, over on the r/Tesla Model Y subreddit. This post is from Tesla-1000-calls. It says 23 Model Y long range 3 month ownership. Got this new inventory at $37,000 after instant tax credit. Coming from someone who loves a loud car, a Lexus LC500 and Honda Accord Coupe with aftermarket exhaust, this car is the perfect daily. I did not realize the simplicity of entering and exiting the car without the key fob, just drive off without waiting for the car to warm up, the killer speaker system, and the instant torque until I get into my traditional ICE cars. I also can fit plenty of golf bags and random material for my rental property. Don't get me wrong, I would still like a traditional sports car with loud revs and downshifts in the tunnels, but it just gets annoying sometimes, and the Model Y provides a peaceful and relaxing experience. So, at the very minimum, user Tesla-1000-calls, great looking few photos that they posted. It's an all blacked out Model Y long range. It is the long range. It was deceiving, as it looks like they've got some wheel caps that look like the Uber Turbine performance wheels. But regardless, car looks great. It's blacked out license plate, blacked out wheels. Looks like they've got a little silver carbon mirror cap. So it's not my why of the week. And again, I try to avoid describing pictures as much as I can on this podcast. But tinted windows, there's a comment on here as well that says the tint is carbon tint at 20% in the front to match the pre-tinted rear. Again, I wish that was legal in Texas. I think the legal limit is 25% for the front windows, tint-wise here in Texas. So I wish I could go down to 20 because I agree. I think that match at least matches the coloring. Again, it's not tint on those rear windows. It comes from factory colored to about 20%. But it doesn't provide any sort of heat or UV protection. So I still got the full wraparound tint all across the cabin. But anyway, that 20% in the front of this vehicle looks great. And I just wanted to read this post. I think it's always interesting to hear the initial feedback of folks. like myself, again, I purchased my Tesla back in January of this year, so I'm, 4 months in. This user was 3 months in. So it's great to hear, having a very similar experience to myself, the ease of entering and exiting without having to worry about powering on or off, unlocking or locking the vehicle. As long as you've got that phone key set up, boom, it's done that automatically for you. But also, yeah, that instant torque, the instant acceleration, not having to wait for shifts and gears, it's fantastic. So great to see that this user is having a similar experience to me in a great first 3-4 months. A comment on here as well says that black shirt looks sharp for 20 minutes after washing it. Helpful comment here. Quick wipe down every few days between washes never hurts anyone. Keeps that shine going. Agreed. I think black is the best looking color on any vehicle, but it is very, very tough to keep clean. Another comment out here says, same. About to be 4 months in mid-April with my 23 Model Y short range, and I'm just loving it. Especially exiting and getting in the car every time. One pedal driving is awesome too, and I have enhanced autopilot and use it whenever I can and as much as I can. Let's see, anything else? Yeah, nothing else comment-wise to read, but shout out to that user. Thank you for the post. It's always great to have positive feedback, especially a few months in, new Tesla owners, but also it switches up the negativity and the issue posts that we see so commonly in the thread. All right, next post that caught my attention over the past week. This is from user GlassCoffee1. It is a post on the supposed gas savings. I've mentioned it before, but one of my favorite features of the Tesla app is you can click into the charging stats, and it'll show you what you've spent on charging year to date, and it'll compare that with the gas equivalent, which the thought is that the total that you've spent on electricity will be far less than the gas equivalent that you would have paid with an internal combustion engine vehicle. However, this user's post said $0 savings. $0 savings charging at home, technically negative. California, PG&E is my utility. How are other PG&E customers doing? So, it looks like a small sample size. This user that posted just posted the month view, not the year view. And so the gas savings, or lack thereof, is showing that for the month, they've spent $91 on electricity to charge the vehicle, and the gas equivalent would have been $85. So they're quite literally in the negative to power and keep their Tesla moving as they would be with a gas-powered car. Upon, you know, reading through some of the comments on this post, it sounds like a unique situation where PG&E, a utility provider out there in California, is kind of just gouging the market and taking advantage of this move to electric, all the Teslas that are out there in California. And they're hiking up the rates. And so I'll read through a few of these comments, but that's the general theme, is that it seems to be, unfortunately, a pretty unique area where the utility provider is even in off-peak hours, the rates seem to be higher than even superchargers, at least that I have around me here in Texas. So a few comments. PG&E, their price raise should be illegal. Nice, cool, 10 cents per kilowatt hour here in Sacramento. Reply to that says, I live in the same area and am in the same boat as OP. I just supercharge at 11 p.m. or later to get 23 cents per kilowatt hour. Better than the off-peak at home, which is more than 50 cents per kilowatt hour. Thanks, PG&E. That's absolutely insane. So that commenter there, again, it's not the OP, but said basically they're in the same boat. They went away from home charging altogether and instead will only supercharge at 11 p.m. or later because the supercharging fee is 23 cents per kilowatt hour versus off-peak rates of 50 cents per kilowatt hour with PG&E. That's brutal. So I feel for you guys out there in California. I'm not sure exactly what markets PG&E serves, but it sounds like quite a few people based on the comments that I'm reading through. So let me read through a few more of these. P PG&E is criminal. That is our supercharger rates here in Chicago. California's green dream, gas prices that'll make your Prius faint, and electricity so expensive that will bring you back to candles. Electricity rates here power PG&E's bonuses, not your car's 34 cents off peak per hour EV2A plan rate that is criminal. Sidebar, is Tesla ever going to update the app so that we can manually input actual cost of gas for our region? Agree with that comment. That would be nice, because I think the average cost of gas around me is $2.75 to $3 per gallon, but for some reason it thinks the average cost or the gas comparison cost that it uses in the app is like $3.75 to $3.99, which is a bit inflated. So agree. That'd be nice if you could mainly plug that in. One comment on here says, I knew it before I even read it, PG&E territory. PG&E doing more to destroy the transition to green energy than any company around. Which is scary, the thought of that, and that it's so easy for energy providers if, who knows where their funds come from, if they're, I don't know anything about PG&E, but if they're in some way tied to oil production or massive oil conglomerates that are helping to fund these guys, or there's money under the table with different energy providers. I'm not the one to speak on it, but that is worrisome if there is perhaps a recognition by these energy providers of, oh, the market's clearly going electric. All of these massive automakers are transitioning to EVs across the country, but also across the world. So they see the direction it's going, and so that is the easy slow to that change, is just bump up the energy rates. So that's dangerous if PG&E can continue to raise rates, and if the off-peak price per kilowatt hour is 50 cents, that's absolutely absurd. So unfortunate there for Glass Coffee One, negative savings with electric versus gas. So unfortunate to see. I don't know the exact location of Glass Coffee One, where they're posting from. Like, you got to think it's California. I don't know particularly where, but positive or not, last post was positive. This one was negative. That's what we're here for, though, is to share the news, report on it, good or bad, so that you as prospective buyers, as current owners, can make informed decisions on perhaps not even just what vehicles we purchase, but where we live, who our energy providers are. Something obviously worth looking into before making a move into an area or into a new house, for instance. All right, next post that caught my attention over this past week. This is a fun one. It says, towing the boat. First time towing the boat, really impressed with the performance. This is from user Finsco Eat Work. They've got what looks to be a Model Y long range and a pretty decent sized boat behind it. Definitely longer than the vehicle. It looks to be about an 18 footer, perhaps. Pretty aerodynamic looking boat, which I think has got to help when you're towing this bad boy. And that's actually the top comment on here. It says, the boat is fairly aerodynamic. That helps a ton with range. Another comment on here, to summarize, basically says, stupid question, but I bought the Model Y long range with the tow hitch. Haven't tried to use it. Any instructions that can basically point me on how to uncover and actually use the tow hitch? So short answer, if you have a tow hitch equipped Model Y, there's a cover. It's a little trapezoid, unique shaped black cover that blends in with that rear bumper. You can pry that off and your tow hitch sits beneath there. So pretty neat. That was really all I wanted to touch on there. There was somewhere on here where the OP commented on the range hit. And I don't want to misspeak, so I won't try to summarize without finding it. Let's see if I can find it, though, quickly. Yeah, can't find it. But from the what I remember, this could be wrong, it ate up about 30% of the available battery to go about 85 miles. So not awful. especially when towing a 18-foot plus boat. That's pretty solid. It's a deep boat. Looks awesome. I don't have the tow hitch equipped. I don't have a boat. Don't live near a lake. I don't plan to haul around a bike rack or anything like that. So I haven't found the need for the tow hitch, but I wouldn't have minded if the used vehicle that I bought had a tow hitch equipped for unique instances where perhaps I need to pull a flatbed trailer or something of the sort eventually. But as of now, I haven't need to use it. I just thought it was neat to see this post, see the photo, which I think is pretty neat, to see how much bigger the boat is than the actual Model Y. But great to see and hear that it's more than capable of towing. I don't know the total weight, but a solid size boat. Oh my goodness, this next post that caught my attention over this past week, this was actually posted 1 hour ago. This was from user IllustriousRip8281. Man, I wish y'all could see the photo. Perhaps some of you have by the time this episode's released. But it reads, got a little too close to the curb in the drive-thru. Does anyone know how to fix this? And it's a photo of some aftermarket wheels, I believe. I haven't seen these wheels. I don't know if this is a Model 3 or something, because I haven't seen these wheels before, but absolutely curbed to shreds. Typically when you see a curbed wheel, especially when you're going at slow speeds, like through a drive-through, it's just a fraction of the wheel and a fraction of that outer edge that's curbed before, okay, you pull away from the curb, you're good. But this is over half of the circumference of the wheel that's curbed. And terribly curbed, as in the wheel itself, the rim itself is cracked. It's completely peeling to shreds on the outer rim. Again, I'm not sure if this is just a cover. It looks like, and it has to be some sort of just cover for their. And the more I look into it, it's got to be a wheel cover, some sort of hubcap for the wheels that came with the vehicle, but absolutely ripped to shreds. And so my first thought in seeing this was, and before I even purchased the Tesla, I got served those MagBack wheel cover, basically aftermarket parts that you can place around the outer rim and outer edge of your Tesla wheels. Because the frustrating part about Tesla wheels and rims is that they stick out a few millimeters more than the wall of the actual tire. So the tricky part about that is that there's no grace whatsoever if you thought that perhaps you just barely tapped a curb. Oh, hopefully my tire covered me there. Hopefully it just hit the tire. No chance with the Tesla, at least a Model Y, is that those wheels, those rims stick out a little bit further than the actual wheel of your tire. So anytime you get close to the curb, this is going to be the result. This is a brutal one. This is perhaps the worst curb rash I've ever seen. It almost looks like a side collision because the rim is actually cracked. So let me read through the comments. Maybe we can actually dig into what actually happened here. But the first comment, similar question to to what I had, it says, wait, isn't that a cover on the wheel? I can see the broken black plastic and an intact wheel underneath. Am I taking crazy pills? I think your actual wheel is just fine. OP replied, said, I don't know what that means, but I hope you're right. I do see the black cover looking thing cracked though, but I would maybe have to take it off of all the wheels. So interesting. It sounds like the original poster perhaps bought this vehicle used, had no idea that the vehicle even had wheel covers on it. But the more and more I look at this photo, it absolutely looks to have a cover, on the wheel itself, and the rims underneath are completely fine, but it's hard to tell with the photo. Scrolling down. Yep. Another comment says, is it just me or is that hubcap on the Gemini rim? again, this one goes in line with what I was thinking. It says, were you moving at quite a pace? Because personally, I would feel it right away and stop moving. You look like you did a good 10 feet of curb, which again, it's the worst curb rash I've ever seen. Over half of the circumference of the actual wheel is scraped to shreds. So it looks like they were going quite fast and did not pull away from that curb once they felt it. Another comment, no way this is a drive-through slow driving situation. this is trash beyond repair, brought by a new wheel. However, OP replied to one of these comments and says, like I said, I was in the drive-thru, so I wasn't moving fast at all. Plus, none of my sensors were telling me I was too close to the curb until after it scraped. The sound of that was horrifying. That comment, to add to that, I mean, frankly, there's no sensors on the Tesla that will tell you if you're close to a curb. I have a 2021 Model Y long range with the ultrasonic sensors in the front and the rear. But you think about it, one, it's not going to warn you for objects directly on the side of your vehicle, especially as low down as a curb. But even in the front, it doesn't pick up curbs because they're low, they're beneath the sensors, so it doesn't pick those up. So you just got to kind of drive around those and judge that based on feel. So OP, perhaps be more cautious with your driving around the curbs, but also the good news is it looks like that's a wheel cover and some sort of cap put on the original wheel. So you should be fine. Just yank that baby off and put on a new one. All right, final post that caught my attention over this past week. This is from a proud new owner. It's from user Hey There Alberto. It says, finally a Model Y owner in all caps. This is, let me see. Okay. Yeah, great photos. Four photos posted. I know you guys can't see it, but he's got a cowboy hat on, very proud, standing in front of his new blue, what looks to be long-range Model Y. It says, after many months of watching this thread of people buying their dream car, I can now say that I also bought one of my dream cars. To you reading this, take your time. Breathe. You don't need to buy one because everyone on this thread has one. Do what's right by you. Save some money and make a nice down payment. You are soon going to be a Tesla owner as well. More than happy and grateful. Much love to everyone. So, super positive post. Big smile on his face. Congrats to you. Hey there, Alberto. Awesome to see that he had the patience, it sounds like, to save up a good chunk of change and make a financially sound decision and not just finance the entire purchase. But got a great looking vehicle. The blue actually looks really, really sharp with those black wheels. Black interior, really good looking vehicle. But a proud new owner. So shout out to Hey There Alberto. Post got a ton of engagement, ton of traction. It was only posted a day ago, but 404 upvotes, 102 comments. I'll read through a few of these. One of them says, you look like the guy that you're going to see parked in the supercharger spots in a jacked up Ram with a smokestack. Congrats on the MY. My wife wanted the blue really bad at sharp. We didn't want to wait, so we went stealth gray. Enjoy the ride, man. Another one says, Model Y is amazing, but based on your outfit, congratulations for not driving a black Dodge Ram. Man, Rams are catching a lot of strays. Further posts or further comments. Let's see. A lot of people just saying congrats, awesome color. I read this with a cowboy accent. You're going to put Longhorns on the hood. Anyway, shout out to Hey There Alberto. Great looking vehicle. Always love to see folks that have the patience to make the right financial decision for them and don't get caught up with the hype of everybody else posting in this thread and the FOMO and end up pulling the trigger at the wrong time. So shout out to you there. All right, finally, the why of the week. And bear with me because I thought I hyperlinked this post, but I didn't, so I have to go chase it down real quick. Let's see. Bear with me, it's worth it. Bummer, can't find it. Let me see if I can sort. There it is. All right, worth the wait. Thanks for bearing with me. So this is user Upstairs Air 3422. For my why of the week, it's a little different than standard. Typically, I pick a good-looking Model Y, and that wins my why of the week award, just a great-looking vehicle. But I thought this was a great kind of juxtaposition play. It's, again, from user Upstairs Air 3422. It says, what I left in versus what I came back in, already in love. And so as the post suggests, and as I suggest, is kind of the juxtaposition of the first photo. It's a Mazda 3, a white Mazda 3. Reading through the post and some of the comments, it had 150,000 miles on it. It's got a, it's white, and it's got a black bumper, which he details in one of the comments. He hit a coyote on the highway, had to replace the bumper. It's a completely different color. You swipe to the second photo. It's a brand new stealth gray, or excuse me, it's not the stealth gray because it's a 2021, but it's a shiny, great-looking condition 2021 Model Y Long Range in gray. It says, I picked up a 2021 Model Y Long Range over the weekend, and I'm already in love with it. I have a buddy and some family members who own Model 3s of various trims, but I like the slightly bigger body style. I got a new job last year and have had my eyes set on this for a long time. Full self-driving has been a little sketchy in the city, but worked great on the highway. Definitely not worth $12,000, so I will not be taking any action after the free trial. Already have some black wheel covers on the way, along with a sunscreen, it gets up to 130 degrees in the summer, all-weather floor mats, screen protector, mud flaps, jack lift pads, and some other odds and ends. Top comment on here, that Mazda 3 had a rough life, it looks like. And again, I know I can't detail a photo to you on a podcast, but again, I love the contrast and what he just simply left the lot with, and then this exact same parking spot, what he came back with a few hours later, a brand new, at least to him or her, Model Y Long Range, which is gorgeous looking. So yeah, the OP said, I had the Mazda for about 5 years. Wow, had it for about 5 years and put 150,000 miles on it. Never had to take it to a mechanic except when I got T-boned by an Audi. I was shocked when they didn't total the car, honestly. And the black bumper was from about 8 months ago when a coyote ran in front of me on the interstate a little after 11 p.m. She served me well, but it was definitely time for an upgrade. Another comment, I went from a Mazda 3 to a Model 3, solid moves. Congrats, what's the price of the Model Y Long Range? OP says it's used with a little under 40,000 miles. I got it for 32,000. The reply to that, which is a massive other end of the spectrum, contrasts the different peaks and troughs of the market and when folks purchased. This reply sadly says, nice, that's about half of what I paid for a new Model Y Long Range in 2022. My now, and so for reference, that puts that Model Y Long Range purchase at 64,000. So quite a big difference, but good attitude here. It says, mine now has just over 40,000 and I don't have buyer's remorse, even though I got hosed on resale value. I bought it to drive it, not to sell it, so not as bothered by that. So John O'Drums, good outlook there, even though unfortunately purchased at the height of the market. Out the door price, based on the OP's reply, says I want to say out the door price was around 34,000. So again, love that post. That one's my why of the week, just because of the story itself and the actual contrast of the two photos. Same exact parking spot, rolling back in a few hours later with the new Tesla. Shout out Upstairs Air 3422. Quite the upgrade there. That's all we got. That's episode 9. In the books, those are the posts that caught my attention over the past week. That's the why of the week. As I mentioned, visit the link in the description to check out some items in the shop, as well as the Instagram. It's just Why Tesla Model Y. I'll post a poll as well over on Spotify. Feel free to leave me your feedback there, as well as in the open text box with any comments, feedback, or things you want to hear in the next episode. Appreciate y'all's time. Catch you next week.